Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Thursday, everyone. You are listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer, Jay, on the line with us. I'm always so grateful for Jay. He makes this show go around. And I am here in Malta, and the bad weather has come to play tonight. It's an evening where I am, but I think most of the people listening, it's morning on the West Coast and mid-afternoon on the East Coast. But it's evening here, and the thunderstorms are rolling in quick, and it's very windy and cold, and it is such a strange scene for the Mediterranean. It's really not typical, and so everybody's a little bit overwhelmed and a little bit nervous. My dogs are acting a little funny, but that's what's happening over here in the Mediterranean, and hopefully where you are, the weather is safe and starting to look like spring, like it has been here until just the last couple days. Today, we have guests on that have been on the show quite a few times. I bring them back a lot. We have Dr. Elspeth Muth and Freddie Zentel Weaver, and they are a longtime couple, and they teach Tantra Nova. And today, we're talking about intimacy. Into me, I see. So they break it down. But they were supposed to be here for Valentine's Day, and I completely spaced it and had to push it back. So I'm so glad to have you, and I think let's talk about relationships and getting close. I think a lot of people out there really need to hear your words of love and wisdom. So welcome to the show, both of you. I'm happy to have you.
Well, thank you so much, Emily.
Great to be here again with you, Emily. Yes.
You know, I have a friend that was really struggling in her marriage. And we've been doing a lot of messaging, and I had suggested to her to find you guys, to find your work, to really learn from you, to listen to the shows where you've been on, because, you know, I think marriage counseling can be really, really wonderful and helpful, but I also think there's a level of intimacy that is not an option in a therapy room. And I think sometimes, even when my friend was telling me all this, and I seemed so centered and balanced, and then it was like one little, I don't even know what it was, because thankfully my husband and I are really good at communicating, but I remember having a distinct thought, how quickly we can get off track if we're not paying attention. If we get sidetracked and stay on that side for too long, we can get off track in our relationship much faster than I think we realize. And sometimes we take it for granted, oh, we're really great, or I have a great partner. But it's quick. And I think, I know we want to talk about the intimacy, and I think that's part of it. And I would love to hear your thoughts as I just shared that story, how fast we can get off track.
Now, that's a practice, Emily. But that is really, you know, it's not the only thing, but it's at the core of cultivating harmony, joy, bliss within and with a partner.
Yeah. Yeah, what's essential is that, you know, intimacy is always available to us. Well, we can let go of our opinions and our position and our analytical left brain, which is always, going. And what we're teaching are practices that really somatically and energetically allow us to be a what I call curious witness of this clay we look into the world from, and then just be with the rain falling without an opinion about it.
Curious witness. That's one I'm going to write down. That is really two words put together that become very strong and profound. A curious witness. How does that work? Let's take that a little further. Take it into life for me.
Okay, I'll say a bit and I know Elsa. Go ahead, Elsa. Go ahead.
All right. So, you know, when I'm angry, either with myself or Freddie, when something is not going my way, you know, like I want Freddie to take his supplements at a certain time because I think it's important to take them in the morning and, you know, all of that. And then he doesn't do it. He takes the supplements and it's right for him. For me, for example, I can get triggered by that. Why isn't he doing what I'm asking him to do, or I'm caring for him, you know? So instead of getting and going into my self-righteousness, like I'm right and he's wrong, to cultivate a curiosity about myself and about Freddie. So, which requires that I can step back, breathe, and listen to myself, what's there for me. Why is it so important to you, Elspeth? You know, Freddie is his own human being. And what is behind it, which could be, for example, oh, I care so much for him, I love to take care of him, I'm concerned about his health, like just really from a caring place. And when he doesn't do in that respect what I'd like him to do, I feel like disappointed. He doesn't appreciate me. Can you see that there's a whole story behind it that leads me to, but you should do what I'm asking you to do. So stepping back, this is where the curious witness comes in. I breathe into my belly and then, there's a lot going on behind it. Am I subscribing to what's behind it? Am I committed to it? Or can I let it go? So once I'm this curious witness, I have choice because I've become aware of what's going on for me. And what grows out for me vis-a-vis Freddie is that out of that inner freedom that, it doesn't mean that he doesn't appreciate me. No, it's just what he wants to do at the moment or doesn't want to do opens up for me once I have cleared my inner self that I can honor and respect him and his choices. Totally alters my sense of being, my sense of feeling, and opens up a space for freedom.
To me, like, you're very self-aware, almost as much of the majority of the time as you can be. And I think that, too, is a huge practice. Because you said something about that I asked him to do. But there's a lot of people that will tell them to do, you know, or expect it immediately upon your timeline. And that takes some stepping back and thinking, okay, I can't actually control how they do this or don't do this or how fast this gets, you know. My husband always says, you can tell me what to do or you can tell me how to do it, but you cannot tell me both.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, let me add in, you know, this is such a practice because it's moment by moment. We've been teaching this for 25 years. I was first introduced to it when I was 13, and it's moment by moment because I default automatically to this analytical left brain and old story and belief. So the opportunity as a curious witness of myself through some of the particular somatic practices that we teach and that we do all the time to assist me in getting out of that story, belief, agenda, to then just be with, again, as I mentioned earlier, the rain is just falling without it's a bad day because of it. You know, it's just what's so. Then it's like where the subjective blends with the objective and the subjective becomes the defining the objective, you know. So And it opens up space for the other, for in relationship, to be who they are, which is the ultimate opportunity in relationship, to allow the other to be totally who they are. But you see, we bring all of this stuff from our, you know, family upbringing, from all of the appropriate experiences that we had and so on. So it requires, as again, moment-by-moment practices that we do regularly to allow familiarity and accessibility to this curious witness of this clay, I call it, that we are, that we look into the world from.
You know, the first time I ever met you guys, Freddie, you mentioned a book that your father gave you when you were, I think, 13. Will you tell me the name of that book again?
You know, there's been so many books that he gave me, but and I can't remember exactly which one it was, but I mean, one that I have is prescription. He wrote something in there on the book, and it's about, what's it called, Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Sex. That was one book, and that was, he gave me that when I was 17. But I'm writing a book now on a biography of my life and how I came to be this work and all my blah, blah, blah. But that book is a picture of that, you know, inscription that he has in that book. But there were other books that we would read together as well, you know, particularly Osho, Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, who we used to follow and listen to and so on. But there's just been so many books. That's one that I can think of, but there's so many books. Our books, that's Troy Whiteman. I believe that's a myth. But that's the one I can remember. I'm really sorry.
Yeah. Also, there is a book, like Osho book, The Super Consciousness, or what is it called?
Sex Super Consciousness. Absolutely. That's an excellent book.
That's the one.
Sex Super Consciousness. Is that particular book?
Because I wrote it down back then. Sex Super Consciousness. Who wrote that? Was it Montauk Chia?
Osho. Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh Osho.
Super Consciousness.
He was a controversial yogi, but you couldn't tear his stuff apart. You listen to it, you can't tear it apart, you know. So he was an interesting guru. But anyway, he can be researched. And but our work in working with sexual energy as a doorway to intimacy and to really creating what we most deeply desire in our life is really a unique and old practice, and it's available to everyone, because when we are in our sexual energy, we don't often think of it as anything more than, wow, it was just so loving and great, and we fall in love, and we feel so connected, and so on, and then we go back to our left brain, opinionated story stuff, you know, which is, you know, how we live, and yet there is an intelligence encapsulated when we are in our sexual energy that is available to anybody in a body, and that's that intimacy, that vulnerability, that deep connection to an expansive possibility, you know, and that's what's available to us in our lives. So in learning to glean some intelligence from that energy and being that energy in specific ways that we teach how to draw on, then we can start to be in that energy outside of the sexual experience. I mean, like we were talking about with relationship, how do I bring that intimacy to, as a curious witness of myself, in relationship when I'm triggered by my partner, who's, you know, become more than this, you know, love being that we were, you know, when we first started, the romantic drama. You know, we've now amassed all of that, and now we are living out this other stuff that is so deeply rooted for us from our early upbringing and our life experience and all of that stuff, to live into what we see as possible. Like, I want to be loving. I want to be connected. I want to, you know, love this person. I want to support them. I want to feel all that stuff. So how do we start believing that and getting out of all the other stuff that we've appropriated as a way to, you know, make our way through this, at this point, Machiavellian kind of existence that we're in? But, I mean, there's love everywhere. Love is everywhere.
So with you two, like, how does your, with this as a, not just as a sensual sexual practice, but as a life practice with the life force and the energy and following that sacredness. Take me to the morning. When you guys wake up, what does it look like?
So, like this morning, we kept snuggling a little bit when she woke up, and both of us fell back to sleep. But it's the connection. We often also fall asleep holding hands. And it's, there's something in the physical energetic connection that the more I am in the practice, you know, of the tantric revelation of myself, the more deeply I become sensitized to energetic connection. I don't need to hold Freddie's hand to be connected with him, but there is a sweetness about feeling his hand, feeling the skin, feeling like the aliveness, you know, this human being that breathes in the heartbeat and that I have the privilege to be with and to wake up with in the morning. And that this is like the spirit of that, what I just said, that this is my guiding light, even in the moments when Freddie pisses me off, you know. And both is present in our lives. The question is, how am I navigating it? Am I allowing myself to dwell in the pissed offness, or is my senior commitment to coming back to harmony, to connection? And that is really up to me. It's not up to him. It's not up to anybody else. It's not up to his circumstance. I have the agency and capacity at any moment to shift into a sense of connection if I want to. And I want to say this very clearly here for everyone who is listening, because in relationship, we often live our life and our being from being subjected to the other. I feel a certain way because of him or because of her. And that's an illusion. It's not so. I feel the way I feel because that is what brings about what's brought about in my nervous system. My feelings live over here with me in my physical body, my energetic body, the nervous system, in my emotional body, and I can learn to become the curious witness of that. Now again, Emily, as you said earlier, this takes practice. And I was not able to be there 25 years ago when I met Freddie, but that is what I have subscribed to, and Freddie as well. So of course, when we are both committed to living our life towards shifting out the downward spiral into seeing our higher self and our higher self in each other, if that is the senior commitment, it's not only that I remind myself of that and shift in the moment, we also have the permission with each other to remind the other. But you need to have permission if you want to remind the other of their higher self. If you don't have the permission in relationship, which means you don't have an agreement, in the moment of, you know, proposing to the other to turn to their higher self, which means become a curious witness and shift out of what has you right now so much. If we don't have the agreement for that, we just produce the opposite. Like, who are you to tell me what to do? So this is why it's very important as a couple, in couplehood, as partners, to set up certain agreements that are guided by what we are committed to in the relationship. And then we can, even if I may not like to hear it in the moment when Freddie says, okay, you know, sweetie, it's time to shift. You know, I may internally say, oh, wow, I don't want to, you know, like that feeling. But given my agreement that when stuff comes up that I am committed to shifting out of it, then leads me to a different state of feeling, and then out of that to reconnecting.
It's very conscious and present tense. Now, I have another question, and I hope, because I know we're getting really close to the break, but I have a friend that I used to train with in martial arts and in some meditation, and he was just such a mentor of mine. And he had, he still is with his lifelong partner, and he always used to say that the key to a really strong, deep connection is to know how to fight well. That it isn't just to love well, it's to argue well, like clean, you know, so that you're not doing these behaviors that really mess up the relationship, the passive aggressive, the not being honest, the not knowing, the blaming. You know, there's so many ways that we how to argue. And I think that is something that I would like to address. But we got to take a quick commercial break, so don't answer me now. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about that other side on the way.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing, and today we're talking about intimacy. Into Me, I See, from Dr. Elspeth Muth and Freddie Zentel Weaver. They are the founders of Tantra Nova, and they are a couples. I mean, I would consider you guys a couples therapist, but you can say, what would you say is your, what you do?
Transformational guides.
No, we are intimacy coaches.
Ah, okay. There it is. Intimacy coaches. Now, right before the break, I asked a question about learning how to fight well. The word fight has a connotation that I'm not really necessarily meaning, but learning how to communicate well so you don't get up to the fight. And Freddie, you were just about to answer what you had a part about that.
Yeah, my interpretation of what you were sharing that you had been hearing and getting from your one of your teachers and friends and mentors is that, you know, energy is one. Science will tell you, you know, it's not this or that. It's everything's made up of the same energy. So you can use that energy to fight, and you can fight in a way that you can fight yourself from the automaticity to want to externally reference and blame the other for the way you feel. So lesson number two I would share with your listening audience today is to learn to practice vigilantly owning your upsets. So when I say to Elsa, it makes me feel that way, as she mentioned earlier, I got to own the upset. It's not that there's not something physically or request that I have about something. It's the anger, the upset, the make wrong that I got to own. And once I can own that, there might not even be a request. There may be nothing other than to just allow her to be and how she is. I don't have to say, well, you can't, why do you always say that? Well, maybe she says that because that's what she wants. Why do you always wear that? Maybe she wants to wear that. Maybe, you know, so it's like learning to see where your upsets are oftentimes associated with something as a control, as something that you're uncomfortable with, something really for you, that really you own. So once you own that, there may be nothing to say externally to anyone. So learning to own our upsets is the first key.
Yeah, I would like to add something in around the fighting also. So Freddie said earlier, energy is one. It just shows up in, you know, different shapes or forms or appearances. So love energy and anger energy are not totally different energy. Yes, they have different frequency. And love energy is conducive to being free and happy. So it's a healing energy, integrative energy. Anger energy is a constricted, low-frequency energy. And over time, it is actually can be debilitating to the physical, emotional, and spiritual body of the human being. That doesn't mean that we don't feel anger. It's part of being human. So how I interpret your mentor's, recommendation is that to be willing to go towards feeling anger. If I don't allow myself to feel anger, I have to suppress it. All energy that is suppressed actually ultimately comes out in an aberration, which can be sickness, physical sickness, emotional discombobulation, or whatever, you know, or spiritually being disconnected. So yes, feeling the anger. Now that doesn't mean that I need to set off an atom bomb. That is part then of learning to self-master. So yes, and also what I have learned in relationship is that, again, in my relationship with Freddie, to train myself in being able to be present to another's anger. If I cannot stay present without getting triggered in the face of Freddie's anger, I haven't mastered something in myself. But being present to his anger, and that could go the other way around as well, really allows a space of freedom where he can let it rip and I breathe and stay in my witness, my curious witness. Now, that's a more, I would say, advanced practice that I want to master. But having that ability or cultivating that ability allows then for freedom in the relationship, where I don't have to fight at the moment when Freddie is angry and, you know, really lets it rip. And anger comes and goes. Any energy, nothing stays the same. So it's like a wave coming, letting the wave come and then the wave subsides all by itself. I don't have to do anything. And then opening up, so what's behind the anger? And that is where it becomes interesting for me. What is it in Freddie that brought him to that wave of anger? What's behind it? And then I want to listen and say, okay, tell me what is there for you. But when he's at the height of the wave of the anger, it's not the moment to talk. It's not the moment to make him wrong. It's not the moment to, oh, darling, what's going on? No, he cannot listen. When we are anger, he cannot listen. So we let the wave rise until it subsides. That is how I take that recommendation of fighting well, that there is room for that energy instead of suppressing it.
I love that, and I definitely, you know, I have two sides, because you guys are both so calm, and you're so centered, and I have a feeling it's not just because you prepared yourself for this interview. I feel like this is really the foundation of your life, which is why you've created a life to help other people find that space, and it's amazing. And then I think about people that run around ragged all day, every day, and they're frustrated, and they're exhausted, and they haven't put their partners first in a long time. They haven't even put themselves first in a long time. And I can't help but wonder, when someone comes to meet with you, how do they go from that wild, spastic energy into a place where they get anywhere near the kind of calm that you have? How do you work with that? Like, what are some practices that people can do to cultivate intimacy?
Yeah, great, Emily. Perfect. So what I think is the winning suit with what we do is it's reminding people of what they've forgotten. Anything new, and we can share practice in a moment and how we can all start to cultivate that very thing, to be intimate, to be present to this moment, and remember what we've forgotten.
I think it's so important, and I want to talk about more of that. We're going to be right back. We got another commercial break, but we'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I am calming down at each segment. Part of it is because I'm looking at your photos while I'm talking to you so that it feels a little bit more like I can see you. And so I've gone to your website, but you tell everyone what website you want people to go to.
Oh, great. Thank you. So it's tantranova.com, TantraNova.com, tantranova, like supernova, tantranova. And there's lots of stuff available if you like to learn more. Also our book, Sexual Enlightenment, is right on the homepage. And then, of course, our workshops and private programs.
Do you work with people online?
We do, yes. We offer workshops. They are like the men's workshop, Freddy Santal's Men's Sex and Power workshop, and my or women's workshop, Awaken to Your Feminine Essence, are both available online. They are live workshops. You can participate by Zoom or attend here in Chicago at the Institute in person. Our couples workshops are all in person in Chicago. Then online, we work privately, one couple at a time in a three-month program or a four-day retreat here in Chicago based on, you know, how people can travel. And that also applies to singles, private program for singles, 3 month program or private retreat with us here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So can we talk a little bit more about ways to cultivate intimacy? Practices.
Yes. So one of the practices that is foundational to what we share is a conscious breathing practice. To say a little bit about that, breathing is something obviously we do all the time. You know, sympathetic breathing in the upper lungs and chest oxygenates the blood system, oxygenates the body, we're good. So the way I'm going to ask people to breathe for a few moments today is parasympathetic breathing, where we consciously bring the breath down into the diaphragm, which sits behind the belly, and extend the diaphragm, which extends the belly, breathing through the nose like a big balloon, following the breath back up and out through the nose. And as we're breathing like that, we're going to just be experiencing, watching our thoughts without engaging, coming back to the focus of the breath. So here we go. Emily, can we try this for about a minute?
Sure.
Okay, great. So everybody listening, just seated up comfortably on top of your sit bones, or if you're laying down, that's great. Your eyes can be open.
Don't close your eyes if you're driving.
Right. Eyes open, close, and soft focus, and certainly open if you're driving. So now we put a hand on your belly. Start to breathe in through your nose, your trachea, lungs, and extending your diaphragm, thus expanding the belly into your hand like a big balloon on your inhalation. And then following consciously your breath back up and out through your nose in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. Continue to breathe that way. Feeling the rise of your belly on your inhalation. Flattening of your belly on your exhalation towards your spine, through your nose, in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. Letting your thoughts come, letting your thoughts go. Continue to feel the rise of your belly on your inhalation. Flattening of your belly on your exhalation, through your nose, in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. As thoughts come in, opinions, interpretations, acknowledge, let them be, don't engage, bring your focus back to the breath. Following your breath into your nose, trachea, lungs, extending into the diaphragm, belly like a big balloon in your inhalation. Really feeling that extension into your hand and then following consciously your breath back up and out through your nose in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. You are your own witness to any thoughts, conversations, interpretations, or meaning. For these few moments, just breathing and being. Giving your busy mind a rest for a few moments.
And now, while you're breathing in and out, bring your awareness to your heart center in the middle of your chest, between your breaths. If you want to place another hand there, feel free to do that. Breathing in and out of your precious heart. And notice when you breathe in how your heart opens, how your chest expands, and on the exhalation, how your heart lets go, relaxing. Your heart is center of love. It's the reconciler between our earthly and heavenly being. It's the reconciler between my love state and anger state. It's the reconciler in relationship, bringing our awareness to our heart center, allows us to open up to love within and to love connection with another. We drop out of the busy mind that is judgmental in nature, dropping into the heart energy, also our state of being and feeling, opening the portal to love. Stay with your focus on your heart center and feel how the space within you to love, to compassion and empathy, first and foremost to yourself, and that opens you up to another. And then notice how you're feeling at this very moment. Notice how your body is feeling. Notice your emotional state. And notice your state of mind. Just notice. Nothing to be done. And then slowly come back by opening your eyes. And Emily, if you could be so kind and share how you feel right now.
I finally calmed down. The beginning of the deep breathing, it was interesting that I started doing Ujjayi breathing. It was really deep, guttural exhale. And then I had to remind myself, like, you don't have to push anything. So it was a whole experience of reminding myself that it's okay to calm and feel my belly move with less restriction. And then into the heart space, it really opened up and made me realize how much I would love to do that while lying in my bed so I can go to sleep after. We're going to take one more commercial break, and then we're definitely going to talk about this more. So don't worry, everybody. We will be right back.
Emily A. Francis offers you a unique approach to healing that works directly within the memory systems of your body. Healing Ourselves Whole is a groundbreaking interactive book containing everything you need to clean your emotional house from top to bottom, including journal prompts and audio meditations, all to help you dig deep into your past, change the dialogue, and let go of the pain and trauma to have a joyful and fully empowered life. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. Dr. Elspeth and Freddie were just asking my experience from what they just took me through. And it was also interesting while I was calming is I felt these little hands on me, and I really thought, oh, my daughter came in. But it wasn't. It was the dog. He opened the door and then tried to climb up on the chair. And I really do think it was because he was feeling my energy. Because right when he started doing the heart stuff, he climbed into my lap. And just like really needed to be close to me. And I think that that's a really powerful expression of what that just short snippet of a practice can do to change our energy around us enough that somebody who's insightful or, you know, sensitive to it can feel that. And I also had the thought, I really wish I was laying in bed right now because we've had a little bit of upset in our neighborhood, and I have not been sleeping well at all, like painfully tired. And feeling that and opening it, I kept thinking in my head, remember this for later. Remember this for later. But it was wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, this is what we're saying. So this is remembering what we often forget is available to us at any time. So that particular kind of breathing, parasympathetic breathing, does a couple of things. One, it oxygenates the body more efficiently, so we're producing more endorphins, serotonin, oxytocin, the feel-good hormones. Also, it puts us emotionally in a, it's like that puts us in a chemical state of ease, you know. And then we are getting a little break from the story mind because we actually have to use our conscious mind to think to bring the diaphragm unintuitively into the belly, of the diaphragm and extend the belly. So we have to think to do that. So that gives us a little pause from, you know, the neighbors or whatever's going in the neighborhood or whatever's got my mind churning. So then we can start, again, sort of witness the story mind without being the story mind. So we aren't now getting the total effect, you know, what I call the cascading effect of the thoughts, you know, that happen when we have them energetically. So we give ourselves a little break. So that kind of breathing really is very valuable in developing this witness, curious witness.
Yeah. And let's bring it back to intimacy. How is that all related to intimacy? Into me, I see. Is that calming down, becoming still, and listening to ourselves is the access to intimacy. If I'm not intimately connected with myself, how can I connect intimately with my beloved? So the practice of into me I see, we want to cultivate. And to bring intimacy back into a relationship, we want to tap. The belly breath really allows us to calm down. And then the connection with the heart. That is where we become whole again within. Initially, that may not be that easy, particularly if we live in a space of resistance, of anger, of not feeling enough or not getting enough, not being heard. However, when we start listening to the heart that may experience disappointment, sadness, not feeling hurt, to connect with it. Because the first step is, instead of wanting to be heard by another, perhaps it's time to hear myself, to to be with my sadness without blaming the circumstances or another, to listen to my heart and asking the question, what would you like me to know? Is there anything you would wish for? And I promise you, your heart will give you an answer. Perhaps not within the next 5 minutes. However, some answer may come to you 2 days later. Perhaps something appears to you internally or even at the outside. So trust your heart and reconnect with your heart. Also, Emily, to your friend who is struggling in her relationship, I would say, listen to your heart. What's your heart's desire? That we can only hear it if we listen to the heart, if we breathe into the heart, if there is space for the heart to feel, and then the heart doesn't have to crumble anymore, to constrict, to hold it together. So that is where intimacy arises first, in the heart. We speak about emotional intimacy. We also speak about sexual intimacy, mental intimacy, spiritual intimacy. And they, of course, reside in different energetic vortices within ourselves. Sexual intimacy emanates from our sexual center, from the magic wand of the men, from the sacred space, the yoni of the woman. The heart center is where we want to start out, because if I go right to the sex, it may feel aroused, but it may not be truly intimacy. You know, intimacy arises when the heart and the sex are connected. And then we can explore mental intimacy. I may have a deep mental intimate connection with another, not sexually intimate, or spiritual intimacy. And, you know, the beauty in a beloved relationship is that we then cultivate this together. Sexual, emotional, mental, and spiritual energy.
Mm. Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful. So if you're listening right now and you are thinking, I would have to have them talk me through this, I need some support, go to tantranova.com. That's all one word, tantranova, like supernova, but tantra, T-A-N-T-R-A-N-O-V, like violet, A.com. Go and find Elspeth and Freddie. And if you're anywhere near the Chicago area, please go in person and take a class and then bring it back with you. Because I think this is one of those things that could really change the dynamic of a relationship forever and ever. But you both mm-hmm. have to be, or you by yourself, because they teach independent classes as well. But the connection and the commitment to ourselves and to the unification of the energy in the space, it has to be there. And then I think you can really elevate your relationship into a very unique and special sacred space. Now, we only have a couple of 1 minute. So whatever you want to say to everyone, say it now.
Well, I'll say that, you know, using these practices to transcend the disconnect and use the relationship as an opportunity to continue to grow interpersonally and collectively is a great opportunity in relationships. So keep owning your upsets and loving your life.
And for me, it's like, always come back to your heart. It's your best friend.
I love it. I'm so glad to have you guys on, and I can't wait to have you come back. You guys have been listening to All About Healing. Make it a great week.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.